Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This advocate sent you.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening calm.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Bill Brandt. Bill is the president and CEO of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz, global businessman and with offices all over the world, and also a very busy person in the political world. And heavily connected to the Democrat Party. Bill, thanks again for being here. Before we talk about the Democrat Party, I want to ask you one last question. I want you to declare on this: is Illinois/Chicago going to avoid bankruptcy?
Oh yeah. In fact, no state, no sovereign state of the 50 states is eligible for bankruptcy under the Constitution, and Illinois is one of the 26 states or so that basically prohibits municipal insolvency. When I ran the bond agency,
so what? Is it not de facto bankruptcy now?
When you talk about municipal finance, Jim, when you talk about de facto bankruptcy, you mean bond default. That's the only way, and the answer is no. None of them. Illinois will not default.
Okay, all right. That's where I wanted to. All right, let's move
on. Nor will Chicago. Nor will any of the agencies.
Good.
Because it affects all the other bonds. I mean, if Peoria defaults on its bonds, the cost for borrowing in Chicago go up, but everybody knows that.
Well,
I'm not suggesting Peoria is about to. I'm just suggesting it's an infection in any state, and then the rating agencies hold it against all the other issuers.
Well, the other thing that those two are lucky, they've got you as a resident, and you can just bail them out whenever they.
Yeah, I use my credit card.
Exactly.
It's a freeze, you know. Yeah, well, I borrowed some from you in the past, and that helps too. So it's all good.
Right. Right.
You know, they always tell me that you're not that tall. You're sitting on your wallet. That's what I've heard.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Bill, the only party who's in worse, more disarray, more reviled by the public, and more dysfunctional, as hard as it may be, than the Republicans are right now, is the Democrats. How have they let this happen?
It pains me to say this, but you're probably right. I don't know how they let this happen. I think that I have always said that they needed an overarching message. During Roosevelt's and Truman's times, it was national security and jobs, and that line of chicken in every pot came from a Democrat. But I think that the nature of identity politics and the way the world has gone of recent vintage means that we have surely focused on the aggrieved, or those who believe they're aggrieved, and in many cases, if not in virtually all cases, those were good things to focus on. But they were done at the expense of a larger overreaching message that said, what are we here for and why are we doing this as a unified party?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see with the loss of the governorships, the impact, I mean, some
a
of this...
1,000 seats across the country.
Some of this is ALEC and the Koch brothers, and I tip my hat to them. I'm a fundraiser. They have... Yep. Done themselves well by organizing.
Well, the only people who are better at gerrymandering than Republicans are Democrats.
Well, these guys, I mean, they raised a lot of money. They put together think tanks. You got to doff your hat to them rather than talking about it. They did. And that, I mean, you know, and I'm, even if I can't agree with everything they're doing or most of what they're doing, the fact that they're involved in doing it is a heartening thing because that's what democracy
is. It's good for America, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it takes to function. I just wish we were better at our game. And lately we've fallen among squabbling among ourselves as to what to do and who's responsible. And I don't happen to think, and I've said this on your show before, that the future, you know, the icon we should follow over the edge is Bernie Sanders, I think.
Well, or Elizabeth Warren.
No, I mean, I love Liz. She's a good and close personal friend. I think she represents, you know, an outreach, you know, to the edge of the party.
But she's a flamethrower.
You know, you need flamethrowers. She is a flamethrower. You know, Shelby on the Republican side from Alabama is a flamethrower. You need flamethrowers because it sets the middle. The problem is...
But he's not going to run for president.
No, and I don't think she is either anymore.
Really?
I think so? Yeah, I think her time is... I mean, she's my age, and I think she's...
I'll be darned.
She is about to be 68 or has just turned 68.
Yeah?
I think that you need flamethrowers on both ends of the parties to establish where the middle is. And the Republicans, you know, have some of that. We don't have anybody establishing where the middle is very effectively. We've got just a lot of flamethrowers. And flamethrowers without a tempering voice tend to basically
let me tell you a quick story. In 08, spring, in January of 08, I saw a member of Congress who was a blue dog in an airport that I know.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I heard you're retiring. He said, yep. I said, why? I said, you're doing great. You're head of a significant committee. And I said, you're probably going to be able to keep that. He said, Jim, there's no place for me in the future of the Democrat Party as a blue dog Democrat. It turned out he was right. He was smart to get out.
And, Jim, the alternative is true, too. I knew a bunch of folks like Shea up in Connecticut, Republicans who were...
I don't disagree with that.
And there was no place in the party for them. And so what we have are two parties who have gone each to their extremes, leaving the middle in a vacuum.
But there are more people... You got to admit, there are more people in the middle on the Republican side than there are on the Democrat side.
I don't know that I would admit that. I think that perhaps... You know, I look for the Rockefellers and the Percys and the Strikers, and they're not here anymore.
Who can win for the Democrat in 2020?
I don't know that anybody can.
Is there anybody on the horizon? It's not going to be Mark Zuckerberg.
No, it's not going to be. The line in politics, Jim, has always been it takes somebody to beat somebody. And as I have said to a number of my fellow Democrats, and several in office have grudgingly admitted I'm probably right, we don't have anybody in 2020. There is nobody. I mean, right now, if I had to bet, I think Trump is reelected.
When I said it was the end of the Democrat Party, when they pushed Joe Lieberman out.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the end of the party. It's reshaping itself.
You got to admit that was a dark day when the Democrats pushed out a statesman like Joe Lieberman.
Well, Joe pushed himself out too. There was a combination.
Yeah, good report there, Bill. Thank you. And we always get pure honesty from Bill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.